Today on Pearls of Great Price, author Veronica Hughes reads passages from the lives and teachings of the saints. She shares her thoughts on each passage's wisdom.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. Welcome to Pearls of Great Price. I'm your host, Veronica Hughes. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you tuned in last time, well, we have another really thrilling podcast here from St. Isaac, the second part of Homily 52. If this is your first time tuning in, please make sure you go back and listen to part one of Homily 52, because it is a wonderful spiritual gift that St. Isaac has given us. And I really suggest that you also go to my blog, and you can find a link for my blog on my podcast profile. If you go to the comments button below the emblem for my podcast, that will take you to the area where my profile is. And in my profile, you will find links to my author's website and my blog, and you can access my blog directly through that link, okay? And I always put in my blog every 2 weeks now or so, I have the written content from each podcast, and in particular with this series, I have the full content of Homily 52 linked in my blog as well. So let's get started. We have a lot to learn from St. Isaac today. What are the distinctions in knowledge? In which degree, when knowledge returns to its primary aim, and that is the spiritual life versus the worldly life, so back to St. Isaac, what are the distinctions in knowledge? In which degree, when knowledge returns to its primary aim, it comes into its nature, and by its good discipline, which is our efforts in fasting, alms, vigils, holiness, all the things that we do to sanctify our soul and to help our neighbors and to delve into the mysteries of the Holy Scriptures, all of those becomes a stepping stone for faith. When is it that knowledge unites with faith and becomes one with it? When it is inflamed by the Spirit, acquiring the wings of dispassion, and when it is exalted above servitude to earthly things into the realm of its Creator. Well, that's our challenge today, to answer those questions. And I just have to say that if I spent 40 years seeking through all kinds of things before I came to Orthodoxy. And if only we could get the word out more about the treasure of our Orthodox faith to people who are seeking in the New Age and Eastern religions, because this is exactly when we get into the heart of Homily 52 and the heart of what our struggles are all about in the Orthodox faith. This is what everyone's looking for. This is why I wrote my first book, to help to enlighten or turn people who are looking for this gift. And Orthodoxy is the fulfillment of all my seeking. So anyway, I'm just very excited to share this with you today, because this is really the fulfillment of many of my quests for many years when I read this. Okay, back to St. Isaac. There are three intelligible degrees in which knowledge ascends and descends and becomes the cause of either harm or help. The first degree of knowledge, common knowledge. When knowledge cleaves to the love of the body, it gathers up the following provisions: wealth, vainglory, honor, adornment, rest of the body, special means to guard the body's nature from adversities, governance of the world, which gushes forth the novelties of inventions, the arts, sciences, doctrines, and all other things which crown the body in this visible world. This is called common knowledge, for it is naked of all concerns of God. And because it is dominated by the body, it introduces into the mind an irrational importance. That's very important there. There's an irrational importance to all of this. And its concern is totally for this world. So that's not to say that we shouldn't be concerned. This is Veronica talking now, with rest and earning a living and taking care of our family. No, the part that that's unhealthy about this is when it is disconnected from God. And part of our purification process is to discover within ourselves those things that are motivated by our negative passions and are not really God motivated. They're motivated by thinking that we have to survive on our own, and things that we learned throughout our life, which is part of our survival mechanisms. And our forgetfulness of God is attached to this, because we get so caught up in the world that we completely forget that God's the one who created it, and that he's the one that can really save us from all of our fears and concerns, which we're going to go into in just a minute. And so it's all our unconscious actions for the sake of the world versus God that St. Isaac is talking about here, and that's what we are having to purify in our knowledge in order to gain faith. Okay, back to St. Isaac. This measure of knowledge, this common knowledge, worldly knowledge, does not reckon that there is any noetic power and hidden steersman over a man whatsoever, nor any divine care that shelters and takes care of him. Nevertheless, it cannot be without continual cares and fear for the body. Therefore, it is appraised to faint-heartedness, sorrow, despair, fear of demons, trepidation before men, the rumor of thieves and the report of murders, anxiety over diseases, concern over want and lack of necessities, fear of death, fear of sufferings, of wild beasts, of other similar things that make this knowledge like a sea more turbulent by great waves at every hour of the night and day. So what St. Isaac is trying to point out to us here is that if we're in fear and we have a lot of these concerns, then it's a clear tip-off to us that we have fallen into worldly knowledge, and we're at the mercy of worldly knowledge and are disconnected from God. The tree of knowledge of good and evil, back to St. Isaac here, the tree that uproots love, is planted in this very knowledge. In this knowledge are produced and are found presumption and pride, for it attributes every good thing to itself and does not refer to God. So now we're going to move on to the second degree of knowledge, which is the knowledge of actions. But when knowledge renounces the first degree and turns toward deep reflections on the love of the soul, then it practices good deeds with the help of the soul's understanding, in cooperation with the senses of the body, in the light of the soul's nature. So in this degree, knowledge takes into account the existence of God and the soul, and it's working with the grace of God to transform what it knows in the first degree and turn into a deeper reflection in our soul and with God. This knowledge, back to St. Isaac, makes straight the pathways in the heart which lead to faith, wherewith we gather supplies for our journey to the true age. Even so, this knowledge is still corporeal and composite, and although it is the road that leads us and speeds us on our way towards faith, yet there remains a degree of knowledge still higher than it. If it goes forward, it will find itself raised by faith with the help of Christ. It is the knowledge of actions, because concrete actions through the senses of the body, it accomplishes its work on the external level. So basically, we're using our senses to bring about our spiritual transformation versus to indulge in the world. And we're learning in this particular second degree of knowledge how to act with and for God, purifying those parts of us that are not yet anchored in God. And, you know, that's part of, like, maybe a specific example would be how in my life, my parents were survivors of the Depression, and I realized that I was brought up with the idea that in order to provide for myself, I had to provide for myself no matter what, and that I was the source of my everything that came to me. So now I'm disabled and I can't work, right? At least to work a regular job. And I have my fears about money and all of that. But in reality, if I just put my faith and trust in God, He will provide for me. And it's so hard for me to deprogram my mind from what I learned from in my childhood from my experience with my parents. And they were good providers. So that's the kind of thing that he's talking about, where you have to transform our worldly knowledge into a knowledge of faith that God will send to us what we need, and to step over our fears and let go of our fears and concerns. This is what inspired me so much about this homily, was because I can spend a lot of time in my fears if I'm not careful. And I think that most of us are waging our spiritual battles in this second degree of knowledge. And now we're going to go to the third degree. And St. Isaac has said that in order to achieve the third degree, we need to leave this world. But if we have families and we work in the world, how can we do that? So many other saints, including St. Isaac, have said that it is by entering the closet of our soul in prayer. So my next few podcasts are going to be dealing with a deeper understanding of prayer. How do we enter into the closet of our soul and find our deep heart in Christ? Because that is what will allow us to continue to move and use our actions for God to transform our worldly knowledge into, you know, our second degree of knowledge, and now to move into, at times, the third degree of knowledge, which is called the degree of perfection. So where knowledge becomes more refined, acquires that which is of the Spirit. When knowledge is raised above earthly things and the cares of earthly activities, and its thoughts begin to gain experience in inward matters, which are hidden from the eyes, and when, in part, it scorns the recollection of things whence the perversiveness of the passions arise, and when the soul stretches itself upward and follows faith in its solicitude for the future age, in its desire for what has been promised us, and in searching deeply into the hidden mysteries, then faith itself swallows up knowledge, converts it, and begets it anew, so that it becomes holy and completely Spirit. So that's what our aim is here, is to transform worldly knowledge into spiritual knowledge, so that faith itself becomes the dominant force and swallows up knowledge, converts it, begets it anew, so it becomes holy and completely Spirit. The Fathers call these stages natural, supernatural, and contranatural. These are three directions in which the memory of a rational soul travels up or down, and so long as a man abides in the nature of the flesh, he is in continual transition from one state to another. So that should give us some encouragement, because this is not a static thing, like you will suddenly leave worldly knowledge and enter into the second degree, and then after a lot of work, you'll become in the third degree. No, you're going to go up and down, because we're always being purified and illumined by the Spirit, and the purification is on many levels, but especially where our soul is attached to its worldly knowledge. And as we travel this up and down road of learning how to trust and to be in faith, we're also simultaneously experiencing purification and moments of illumination, and maybe even of theoria. So I know that we would all personally love to be removed from our temptations and our struggles, but that's just not the way it is, unfortunately, and fortunately for those of us that are Orthodox, because once we know that, and we can start to embrace our struggles differently, then the process of our regeneration by grace becomes an actual process that we are engaged in. And I don't want to say we look forward to our struggles, but we realize that our struggles are part of our life, and that that we do need faith and hope in order to get through these struggles and to be connected with our God. And in hindsight, it's always easier to see after we've passed through a temptation and a trial, and we come into moments, days, or hours of illumination or consolation, we can see what we went through and how God has worked grace through us, and how we're transformed. But then all of a sudden we're back in the soup again. And that's just the way it is. We go through our trials, we fall back into our states of sins and our struggles for a time, and that's to force us to turn to God more and to deepen our prayer life and to increase our dependence on God versus on ourselves and our worldly knowledge. Back to St. Isaac now. But we call faith that light which dawns in the soul by grace. This faith manifests itself not by the tradition of hearing of the ear, but with spiritual eyes it beholds the mysteries concealed in the soul, and the secret and divine riches that are hidden away from the eyes of the sons of the flesh, but are unveiled by the Spirit to those who are brought up at Christ's table in the study of his laws. Christ said, "If you keep my commandments, I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, and he shall teach you all truth." The Comforter shows a man the holy power that dwells within him at every moment, and the protection of the noetic force that shelters him always and drives away from him all harm, that it should not touch his soul or his body. This luminous and noetic mind visibly perceives this holy power with the eyes of faith. This power is the Comforter himself, who, in the strength of faith, consumes the soul as with fire. The soul then rushes forward, despising every danger because of her trust in God. On wings of faith, she soars aloft, taking leave of visible creation, and she is ever found in the awestruck wonder of solicitude for God. So that is our future. That is where all our spiritual strivings are taking us, so that we can let go of our worldly knowledge, acquire by the grace of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, spiritual knowledge which can help us to soar, taking our soul aloft, leaving visible creation to be found in the awestruck wonder of the solicitude for God. Glory be to our God, and glory be to our saints. So thank you, Saint Isaac, and by your prayers, may we too experience the transformation of our worldly knowledge into spiritual knowledge through faith. So again, I'll just say for those of you that tuned in late, you can read content of my podcast and my comments on my blog, and there's a link to that on my profile for this podcast, and I encourage all of you to listen to it when you get a chance, if you haven't listened to the first part of Homily 52 that I did a couple weeks ago. And I wish you all great success in your spiritual life, and may this give you encouragement. Great encouragement. So next time we'll be talking about prayer and how to go into the closet of our soul and to find our deep heart. How magnified are thy works, O Lord, in wisdom hast thou made them all, including you and me, in wisdom hast thou made them all. God bless you until our next podcast.
You've been listening to Pearls of Great Price with Veronica Hughes. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.